You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Have you ever been tormented by the sins of your past? Do you suffer from a guilty conscience? Jesus has the power to forgive all your sins.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
God of grace and God of comfort, draw all troubled souls unto you and give them the changeless comfort of your love and forgiveness. Only you, by the almighty power of your Spirit, can cleanse a guilty conscience and revive a depressed life. For those who are continually tormented by their past sins, O Lord, assure them as only you can that Jesus has completely and totally atoned for their sins. Help us always to remember that Jesus is not for the self-righteous, nor for those who consider themselves better than others. The blood-stained hands and loving arms of the Savior are now stretched open wide for the lonely, the burdened, and those depressed with the challenges and struggles of life. Through the unchanging promises and life-giving power of your living Word, strengthen, encourage, console, and restore all who listen today. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen. I haven't slept in 15 years. There is no peace. All I want is a break. These words came from the lips of the man who spotted targets for American planes that dropped atomic bombs on Japanese cities during World War II. Until his death last year, this gentleman lived with a severe guilt complex for 33 years. He felt personally responsible for the deaths of thousands of Japanese at Hiroshima. This man is not alone. Countless thousands of other military veterans suffer regular flashbacks of horror. Against their will, their mind recalls terrible atrocities in which they were involved during life-destroying combat. The mind-racking and strength-draining power of guilt is robbing and even ruining the lives of countless individuals each day. Military veterans are not the only ones who suffer. When one probes beneath the veneer of society, the abundance of severe guilt complexes becomes shockingly apparent. Parents whose children live in open defiance toward their elders, their Lord, and society in general worry and weep at night. They are convinced that they have failed. They feel guilty. They search in vain to determine what they did wrong. These parents finally pass from this life. Then how often don't we hear of children who suffer guilt from having disrespected or mistreated their deceased parents? They are frequently overcome with guilt. Only after it is too late do they realize the hurt they caused and that they can do nothing to undo their wrongs. Rest homes and convalescent centers abound with confessions of widows and widowers who feel guilty about their deceased spouse with whom they had lived most of their life. They live in constant regret for their thoughtless words and actions and their failure to have supported and encouraged their lifelong mate. Magazine and newspaper articles reveal that people are now becoming increasingly willing to speak about their inner conflicts, their feelings of guilt and depression. For some, Regular trips to mind therapists are now as common as visits to the medical doctor. As they probe, psychiatrists find numerous adults who suffer excruciating mental anguish over guilt for sins committed during their teenage years. Their minds plead, along with the psalmist who said, "O Lord, remember not the sins of my youth." In our pill-popping age, it is natural to seek relief from pain and anxiety through drugs, tranquilizers, and other medicines. If a guilty conscience could be soothed with man-made medicines, all the lavishly stocked drugstores in the entire world could not begin to meet the crying need for conscience-soothing relief. Oh, how many people are now living with a restless and guilty conscience. What an immeasurable debt of gratitude we owe our loving Savior. While we were yet sinners, the Scriptures proclaim, Jesus died for us. The oft-rejected Savior has provided a conscience-healing balm for the guilt-ridden consciences of all who turn to Him. His sin-cleansing blood has the power to wipe away the guilt of our most terrible sins. The blood of Jesus Christ has the power that no medicine can ever contain. If you are now suffering with a torment of a guilty conscience, turn to the Lord in repentant prayer. Confess your sins to the loving and healing Savior. Ask Him to graciously forgive your sins. The living Word of God teaches that if we confess our sins, God is just and willing to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Just as Jesus forgave the prostitute with no questions asked, He is ready and waiting to forgive you, no matter what your sins have been. No questions asked. It is not unusual to hear of stories of individuals who are convinced that their sins are so bad they cannot be forgiven. Several months ago, the Denver Post carried the account of a self-confessed murderer. He painfully lamented, "In no way can I take away the pain I have given to others, and in no way can I expect forgiveness from anybody." Oh, that all would turn their sin-tortured and guilt-laden hearts toward Calvary. On the central cross of the infamous Golgotha hung Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, and the world's only Savior. On both sides hung condemned criminals. It was not accidental that the first convert at Calvary was no respectable and applauded citizen of Jerusalem. On the contrary, he was a condemned criminal, a guilty murderer, and an outcast from the lowest level of society. Knowing this, Jesus, after the murderer made a repentant confession of faith, turned to the murderer with his forgiving love and said, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Have you ever felt that your sins have been too many or too bad to ever be forgiven? The Holy Spirit is pleading to convince you that although your sins be like crimson, you shall be as white as the newly fallen snow. Don't be in despair over your sins. Trust the unbreakable guarantee of the Lord. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sins. Remember, when the Lord says He forgives all sins, He means all sins, every last one of them. Stop letting the devil have his way. Instead, trust and rely completely on the words of the Savior who said, "Whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Let your conscience bother you no longer. Permit the devil to torment you no more. Be assured that there are no sins which the blood of Jesus cannot cover. Even the stains of your sins of many years past are totally removed. It is frequently said that there is more sin today than there was 50 or 60 years ago. This is not necessarily true. The sin index of society is always basically the same. What does change is our attitude toward sin, what we permit and what we excuse. As our attitude toward sin becomes more lax, the number of depressed and guilt-ridden lives dramatically increases. One young lady wrote to the counseling section of the Chicago Tribune. She said, "Please help me. I have been constantly troubled over an abortion I had several years ago. I feel I am on the verge of suicide." "Is there a cemetery," she asked, "where a memorial stone or plaque may be placed in my daughter's memory?" "Maybe," she said, "if there is a spot in some cemetery dedicated to her, it would ease my mind." No memorial stone or plaque, no matter how expensive or elaborate, has the power to remove or even permanently ease the torments of a tortured and guilty conscience. As the wholesale and indiscriminate killing of the innocent unborn continues, Jesus, as he sees the terrible day of judgment approaching, is pleading, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Newsweek magazine recently published a review of the book titled, What Abortion Means. The reviewer noted that after extensive research, the author learned that abortion is far from being an instant panacea. It almost always brings indecision, pain, and lingering regret. If you are suffering today from any sin of your past, no matter what it may be, listen to the gracious words of our Lord. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Through modern technology, the blessed name of Jesus and the message of His powerful pardoning blood is now heard 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In spite of this, the lives of many people have not been affected by the conscience-soothing gospel message. It is like background music in a supermarket or a doctor's office. The message is there, but it has no meaning. It is similar to the situation of a previous generation described in the Bible when it says, "But the message they heard was of no value to them, because those who heard did not combine it with faith." Oh, that God the Holy Spirit would convince all who desire peace for their guilty conscience and comfort for their soul that there is truly unconditional forgiveness, healing, and strength in the Savior's name. Pray that God would work faith in the hearts of all who are searching, so that they would respond like a penitentiary inmate who recently wrote our office. The prisoner said, "I finally was baptized today at the chapel. Thank you, God, for Jesus Christ. That is true love. Also, thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for all my sins. I may be in prison, but I am free, and my soul is not going to hell." Anyone can hear the gospel, but miss its meaning and joy. This is true not only for the gospel. A similar thing can happen in everyday life. Things which should be very noticeable can be easily passed over. Several months ago, I was running around an outdoor exercise track. The third time around, I noticed several dollar bills lying in my path. They were in the middle of the track, but for the first couple times around, I did not see them. So it is frequently with a gospel message. We may be depressed. We may be mentally tortured. We may be searching. We hear what Jesus has done, and it all sounds nice, but it has no meaning to us personally. It's there, but we don't see it. Listen again to the beautiful promise of your Lord. If you confess your sin, He is faithful and just and will forgive you your sins and purify you from all unrighteousness. Let it be stated that not all people suffer anxiety of their conscience as a result of sin. Although it is almost too ghastly to repeat, 1 year ago this month, major magazines carried the story of a bizarre and incredible family-related murderer. Because their father would not permit them to do whatever they wanted, the 14-year-old daughter and the 19-year-old son had their father ambushed as he returned from work. They paid the neighbor boy a mere $60 to carry out the murder. So indifferent were the children to the heinous crime that they left the decomposed body in the utility room for 1 week. At the same time, they cooked meals in the kitchen a few feet away and entertained guests in the living room. No sorrow and no remorse. Oh, may the words of Jesus concerning the work of the Holy Spirit recorded in the gospel be true among us today. Jesus said, "When the Holy Spirit comes, He will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin." Not only for murderers, O Lord, but for all of us. Oh, that we would see every sin as equally offensive to You. You, O Lord, have said, "Even he who hates his brother is a murderer." Teach us, Heavenly Father, that sins of white lies, disrespect, half-truths, and even bad thoughts are equally condemning. Work in us a heart of true and sincere repentance. place on our lips the confession of Ezra the priest as he said, "Oh my God, I am too ashamed and disgraced to lift up my face to you, my God, because our sins are higher than our heads and our guilt has reached to the heavens." With a spirit of repentance and with the faith of a small child, may our hearts today be gladdened and our conscience be set free as we listen to the gracious words of our Lord. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Grant this, dear Heavenly Father, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Gracious and ever-merciful Heavenly Father, only You know of the many burdened hearts and guilt-ridden consciences that are listening today. Strengthen these hearts and refresh their souls. By the power of the Holy Spirit, assure them that all their sins have been completely paid for. Give them inner strength to resist further temptation. Give them the hope of life eternal. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.